High-Capacity Project Camelot Whistleblower Radio, and very happy to be here tonight. We have some interesting guests and some sort of a wide variety of topics this evening. First of all, we have a person named Bristol Lynn Pitts, if I get the name correct, and he is talking about a sort of seminar that he and I believe his partner are going to be giving. And her name is Lynn. I don't know if the last name is also Pitts. We can check on that. They have come onto the show for the first hour to share some of what they're doing. And then on the second hour, we have Dr. John Waterman, who many people will be familiar with. And we're going to be talking about the underground economy and different ways to prepare and to also go off the grid in different ways, and to do banking, which should be sort of an interesting topic for many of you out there. So at the moment, let me see, I have two interviews that I've just released on Project Camelot. One is with Andrew Collins. The title is UFO Abductions and Dimensional Realities. And the other is with Antoine Jagal. And you can find both of those interviews on both the ProjectCamelot.org site and my ProjectCamelotProductions.com. So those were just released earlier today, so that should be a lot of fun. I shot both of those interviews in South Africa at the Megalithomania Conference, and I've got a lot more things coming up in the future to release as soon as we get them edited. I believe Wayne Herschel will be next, and an excerpt of my talk in Glastonbury, just a part of it, because the film filmmakers were unable to capture all of the talk, I guess, due to logistics at the site. At any rate, I am happy to welcome Bristol Lynn Pitts and Becoming the Shift, and also Lynn, his partner. Are you there, Bristol?
I'm here.
Lovely. And your partner's name is Lynn. I'm sorry, I didn't get the last name.
Believe it or not, her name is Lynn Bristol Pitts.
Okay. And that, I hope
that... And we are married.
You are married?
Yes.
Okay.
We adopted each other's first name as our middle name when we got married.
Okay, great. So she goes by another name as well.
Sasara. She's known as Sasara in our workshop, and I'm known as B.
As B. Okay, great. So, actually, you know, you don't have a website, so there's not a lot of information that I have on you, and I don't know how I've stumbled on you. Simply came across your information. Maybe it was emailed to me or something. But I thought it looked very interesting. It appears to be an approach to the changing times that we're in, and I thought perhaps there was some good information there. So I just wanted to give you a chance to kind of come on the show and talk about what you're doing.
Well, thank you very much. We don't have... One of the reasons we don't have a website is that we began our work in the last century, circumnavigating the globe, and working with some guides. Our task was to unblock the sacred sites on the planet, or a bunch of major sacred sites on all five continents. So we were traveling around mostly by word of mouth. People would find out about us in the different countries. And like I said, this all happened before the Internet when we got started. And by the time we got back to the States, the Internet had taken over. But our students started coming to us, and we really saw no need for a website. In any case, a website requires somebody to keep it up, and I just didn't have time. In any case, this summer we'll be talking about the coming shift, the ninth wave, etc. Your listeners are already very well aware of all of the material that's out there on the shift. But we're focusing on the alignment with the great central sun and the various kinds of energies that will be transmitted through the being who incarnates into the sun, known as the Solar Logos. And the Solar Logos is taking an initiation, and as a consequence, the Planetary Logos is also taking an initiation, and that's going to go down the hierarchical chain of initiates and disciples. And for those that are open to it, I hope to be able to explain to them some of the possibilities that can happen depending on their race structure. And that has to do with the classical seven rays and the different qualities of the rays and how they affect the various vehicles, mental, etheric, astral, you know, causal body, etc. So,
okay. Before we continue, would you mind placing your background, giving us a little of your background, and also it sounds a bit like you're working off some of the Alice Bailey work.
Good for you. Good for you, Carrie. Yeah, it is.
And I have studied that myself in the past, and so I think it would help people to be able to sort of, because you're going to use certain jargon that is unique to certain people out there that might be helpful for people.
Yeah. Well, it's also, I'm not going to get into esoteric astrology, there are many different kinds of energy coming into the planet, and there are many different kinds of energy that will be involved in the polar shift as well. It's not just a simple magnetic reversal. There are energies going in both directions between the poles, and most of them are going to change. But not all of them, et cetera, et cetera. So it is very complex if you get into the weeds of esoteric science. That's not really going to be my focus. Let me see. I was raised. I was raised in an unusual family in which my parents sent us to a different church every year until we were reach puberty, and then we were supposed to make up our own minds. And in the end, I decided to be a Quaker because everybody was quiet. And then
okay, I'm not sure that's a good reason, but continue.
Right. And in the process of sitting there in Quaker meeting, I began to have visions. And I would explain the visions to the elders, and they would all nod and approve and everything. And my assumption was that they were seeing the same thing that I was seeing. But it wasn't until I was in my 20s that I learned that that wasn't so. But they were smart enough not to criticize me. So I just kept on my path, and eventually I went through various of the occult schools, the mystery schools, the Rosicrucians, etc., and also studied at the Arcane School in New York. And I began teaching esoteric science at a certain point, both here and abroad. And that led to a certain day that I told my guides I wanted to give the rest of my life to this work, and if they could use me, please let me know. And that's how they sent me around the world with a group of trained students who knew how to clear the black magic from the sites on the planet that had been placed there way back in Atlantis. And we did
that. Since I have been going around to the various places, power grids, et cetera, myself, I have to say that this work is not done.
No, it's not.
But certainly myself and many other people are still working in that direction. And
absolutely.
And could I ask if Lynn would also give a bit of her background?
Yeah, Carrie, thank you. In terms of my specific training, I have a clinical degree in social work and in a master's in social work and in public administration. Then I moved into psychodrama, which is, maybe you know that, I don't know, it's an action.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes, and if you could back up a little bit from the phone, just so there's no static on the line,
yeah.
Go ahead. Thank you.
Yeah. And as I've been working with people over the past 35 years, I guess I've been trying to, I began working maybe emotional and mental, and then I moved into physical and then into more spiritual work, using, you know, the full range of tools that we all have on the planet. But what I think I gained when I met my husband in the mid-80s was a much more clear and direct connection with spirit. And in the work that we've done together, my role is really to bring through what exactly the individuals in a particular conference need to accomplish, and to assist in helping with the focus that we will take as a group and what the individuals might be wanting to get out of that from them, and then assisting those people in making their own contact if they aren't doing that already, and helping to bring the greater plan for the planet forward. And I use my psychodrama skills to offer different kinds of experiences on all different levels to anchor, either a greater understanding or a lot of what we're doing now is trying to emanate the greater spirit being role that they're trying to play on the planet to try to emanate that out to the parts of humanity that are less aware and less conscious than we and those listening to us right now are. So that's probably
okay.
My major role. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you. So for both of you, at this juncture, I understand you know, I like the title of your seminar, Becoming the Shift. I thought that the sort of attitude implied there in that was not only co-creative, but also the idea that we are the shift ourselves. And I think that, you know, I am of the point of view that people need to own and take, you know, full part and responsibility for what's going on the planet at this time and something and the changes that they are able to bring to the fore, too. And so I'm wondering if you know, because you guys are here and you are sort of representing, I guess, an ongoing type of seminar series, could you discuss if somebody wanted to consider going to your series, what it is you would bring along to them or whatever?
Well, the series are, you could say they're channeled. We don't actually prepare anything. The guides will give us an idea of some of the topics that they would like to address, and then depending on who's there and what the questions are, we will respond with whatever would be most helpful to that person or to the group. But at the moment, there's a lot of awareness amongst seekers, as we used to call them, and so it's possible to speak to the shift in general and to discuss some of the things that aspirants or disciples might be encountering as the consequence of the energies flowing through the logoi or the consciousnesses across the universe, and I mean, everybody will experience something, but they'll experience it in terms of their own race structure, as I was talking about earlier, their own mental, emotional, and physical characteristics. But at some point, all of the things that we have become dependent upon to define our reality are boiled down to whatever it is that we've been able to experience through the senses. And at a certain point, when all of the energies reverse, when the polar shift happens, when the energies reverse at the planetary level, they'll also reverse at the cellular level. Every single cell has its own electromagnetic field and so on and so forth. And at that point, how people interpret that experience of their senses not telling them where they are will determine the kind of choices they make in that moment or in that particular situation of stress. Now, some people are already really undergoing stress around the world. I mean, here in America, we consider a tornado or something a problem, but most of the people in the world are really suffering in far greater numbers and on different levels. In America, it's physical and economic.
Sorry. We're going to be interrupted here by a commercial. I hope you don't mind. And we will be right back talking to Bristol Lynn Pitts and Lynn Bristol Pitts, I believe. Okay. We'll be right back.
Why buy long-term storage and emergency preparedness dried and dehydrated foods? Well, freeze-dried and dehydrated foods can be stored just about any place and will be ready when you need it, like in the event of a disaster that disrupts transportation. Grocery stores would be empty within 3 days. Bulk food purchases really make your dollars count. Buying in bulk, your cost per pound drops significantly. And it has 7 to 30 years long-term shelf life. No refrigeration is required either, so if the power goes out, your food is still safe. And you know, studies have shown that dehydrated foods are actually substantially more nutritious than either frozen or canned foods. The loss is only 3 to 5% of the original nutritional value of the food, without added chemicals or additives, making this method of food preservation by far the best choice for natural, healthy eating. So log on to emergencypreparednessdirect.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Bushu comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Warning. Warning. American. Warning. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
This is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot Whistleblower Radio, and we are talking to Lou Pitts. Bristol and Lynn Pitts. Okay. So, sorry, it's names that are actually three syllables and reversed. For the one and the other.
We're working with the law of reflection. Yeah, we accept each other as a reflection of our own inner being.
I see that. Okay, and that's wonderful. Just a bit of a tongue twister.
Yeah.
Anyway, so to get back to where you were speaking right before the interruption of the commercial, could you pick up there? You were basically talking about how you would be, I guess, addressing to some degree the people that would participate in this kind of seminar. And I actually, you know, we haven't really talked about the structure of it at any rate. It sounds as though you are doing channeling, though, and you're waiting for information from the people that you or in entities that you're channeling to kind of give you guidance during the sessions that you're doing. Is that correct?
During and before, we do get information regarding who's coming and what we need to address. But I would like to say that most of us, when we're in a pretty calm space, can deal with oneness consciousness in our own ways and can deal with opening our soul and our heart to what's needed. What we're really stressing at this point is how do you stay in that kind of space when your own vibration is going crazy, when your world around you is kind of crumbling, when you're finding all kinds of new situations occurring in society. And we spend a lot of time in what we have called in the, you know, the past decade or two, living in light, but it's about how do you go about moving through, pushing yourself beyond your own limits and staying in your heart and soul while that's happening. And so we have a combination of classes and exercises and different work events that we do together and so on to kind of prepare ourselves for these changes that are happening as the, as some people call it, the ascension process within ourselves and within our group and within the planetary body is happening. And so we're really focusing on that at this time. Because
okay.
a lot of these changes are pretty, can be pretty traumatic for some of us, and fear doesn't really help much.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I think that many people out there would find that valuable at this time, you know, because people are being, let's say, pushed to the ends of their maybe coping ability,
mm-hmm.
at least in the material 3D sense of that. And
right.
And it is good for them to also, for some of them, perhaps finding it very useful to be able to bring their sort of spiritual awareness
right.
into their everyday life in a more tangible way so that they can cope
right.
in, you know, sort of in a sense, with a sense of wholeness.
It's not really a cookie cutter rule book. It really is individual depending on the lesson, life lesson, and the
sure.
kind of experience that each one has come to engage in this Earth school. And that's why it's really helpful when we know who's coming, that their guides come forward and assist us in communicating with them, or assist them in the end in receiving the communication about their
uh-huh.
next steps ahead and how to deal with their lower self reactions that are occurring.
Okay, now you both are talking about what appears to be a polar shift. Not sure if you're talking magnetic or you're talking, you know, a physical shift of the poles. We, as Camelot, have been told by various people, also from the military-industrial complex, the Black Projects and so on, that there may be both, actually.
Yes.
And I'm wondering what it is you're perceiving.
Yeah, exactly. It is both. And there are different grades. It's almost like a piano, different octaves of these vibratory changes that are occurring. It's not just like one or another, you know, electricity or electromagnetic. They're different grades on all levels of that.
Okay, and do you have a timing that you're looking at?
Well, it's, you know, again, it's not cookie cutters, my wife said. Certain people have the karma to begin experience you know, Tom and Judy Kenyon, their Hathor transmission, did a very useful analogy with perceptual markers. And that is to say, everything that we're accustomed to in the physical world and have locked onto with our
identity.
Our identity has connected through our senses to these things. And then when our senses tell us that the world is not there, like at this Joplin thing, somebody was on television saying they went down the main street and they were looking for their friend's house and they didn't know where to turn anymore because the streets were gone, the houses were gone. There were no perceptual markers to tell them where they were in terms of their customary identity. Now, that's the problem that you face, and it depends on your own stage of aspiration or discipleship or initiation, when those experiences will hit you and how they will be configured for your own particular ray type. And obviously, the more a person is already capable of living in the self or in the higher self, in the now, the less impact they are going to be experiencing early on. although it may result in initiation for many people when it finally does reach their vibratory Achilles heel, you could say.
Okay, are you both aware of stargates, and have you wrapped any of that into your sort of preparation information?
I don't know that any particular stargate. I mean, the word is used a lot, but I don't know what you're referring to exactly.
Okay. Well, some people would call them ascension gateways or portals.
Oh, yes. Right. Yes.
Okay. So, you know, and I'm actually talking that they also could be, they're located in certain places around the planet, and these places can be used as gateways by, you know, initiates who are able to match vibrations with these places.
Exactly.
And I just wondered whether or not you know, are you pretty much allowing the people to kind of come upon them on their own, or are you sort of focusing on certain ones?
The Stargate is vibratory dependent on the person that's approaching it or entering it, the force field, and that's beyond our scope. Apart from announcing that these things exist, if a person wants to know, we can always ask their guides what would be an appropriate way for them to approach that potential. But for some people, it's not really even appropriate. Their karma is to bail water out of the boat, you know. You never know what it is.
Sure.
This phase, you know, it's really outside of space and time. So sometimes identifying with time and space is really helpful as the steps ahead. But ultimately, when you're moving into the now, really into the now, that can happen any space, any time. It's not totally dependent on
geography.
Yeah, location. Although, when you are in the now, you may be extremely well guided to be in a particular vibratory field, and that's, you know, completely appropriate also.
Yeah.
You know, but it's
okay.
it's about letting go of the identity of, you know, I need to be here for the spaceship, and I need to be there for the... It's a little bit... We're kind of moving a little bit beyond that, although it's those steps are also significant sometimes for people to use as markers, as B was saying, to transition of identity from this kind of third dimension up into the fifth dimension, which is where things could be going rather rapidly now.
Yes. Okay. And I hear what you're saying.
I mean, you don't find a master that needs to go to a stargate necessarily. And we are all masters. It's about remembering who we are. You know, everyone.
Yes and no. It depends how you view this Earth, the 3D Earth, you know, energetics, I guess, and grid lines and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think that there is a sense that people will be drawn to certain places. And,
I'm sure.
And that because of that, there is a facilitation or an opening that is, you know, it's kind of like it's like a dialogue between you and the physical realities and dimensions out there. So true, they could stay in one place and go from there. On the other hand, they could also be drawn somewhere.
Definitely.
Just because of the ease of the energetics in that way.
Correct. And also the reinforcement or the electromagnetic morphogenic field that gets generated by all of the individuals that have also entered that space is very helpful.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, by virtue of... It's a moving target, so to speak, because I also think that there may be people that at this time are being drawn to certain places that may eventually end up to be places where sort of vortexes or whatever are going to be created or already exist.
I believe that's true. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so on. So in terms of what you see maybe in the immediate future, I don't know if you guys have heard a lot of the talk out there in regard to Elenin, what they're calling Elenin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there are different points of view in that regard, and there's also a lot of sort of subterfuge going on, as you can appreciate.
Yeah.
So if you'd like, if you feel it appropriate, you want to give, you know, your take on what all of that is about. I've gotten various information in that regard.
Well, let me say it's like a honey trap for any deep-seated doubts or fears, and shall we say the forces of darkness are going to capitalize on it, whatever it is, to generate distraction from the high self, shall we say. And the first thing that we do, in fact, as a result of clearing sacred sites, one of the things we were introduced to very early on was that sacred sites that have been closed with black magic are crawling with entities. And we began training very early on how to remove the entities safely. And then that moved naturally over the years into recognizing that every person is a sacred site, and we need to remove those entities too. Well, what happens in these kinds of cosmic events that are beyond touch, taste, and feel, etc., it's an opportunity for these inner conscious fragments or reptiles or whatever it is that people may have taken on in this life or another to distract the person from the business that they're here to do, which is to become the shift and move into the higher dimension. So that's the number one problem, is getting a person clear enough to just look at what is and be at peace with whatever it is without their subconscious forces tearing them apart. Am I making sense?
Yes, although I think we're going to have to revisit this after the commercial. Okay, we'll be right back.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio.
American Freedom Radio.
Dark, funny, and mind-bending news. PSYOP Radio with Mac White and Smiles Lewis. Sundays at 7 to 9 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
Okay, this is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we are having some technical difficulties according to some of the people writing in to me at this moment. I just wanted to make people aware of it. From what I understand, some people are having trouble connecting to the site, the American Freedom Radio, player in order to stream the show. So I wanted to make you aware of that. Bristol and Lynn, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, very good. So, actually we have about 15 minutes here left, and, you were saying something prior to the commercial again, which was, I think, a little bit, maybe unclear, and I was wondering if you could sort of, encapsulate that for people so that we can get whatever point across that you were trying to make. But in essence, you were, I believe, answering my question in regard to Ellen and some of the things like that.
Well, you know, it's kind of like California breaking off and going into the sea. Now, that will probably never happen at this point because of certain free will choices that have been made, although we can't guarantee it. Nevertheless, it's a wake-up call. Just the idea of it is a threat to a certain constituency that has had experiences of inundation or sinking in ships or whatever. There's also a certain number of people on the planet that have had their spaceships go down when they had lives on other planets. And it depends on who you are and where you're from, how you're going to respond to something entering your space. Whether it's, you know, Archons or Nibirus or whatever, there is the threat. Some people actually remember objects coming out of space and meteorites, et cetera, affecting them, like that thing that happened in Russia several decades ago. So the point from our point of view is becoming the shift has to do with being rather than doing, being rather than reacting, per se. And so the important thing is, how are you, where are you with your being in terms of whatever it is that's occurring, whether California is breaking off into the ocean or whether Ellen is approaching your city. You know, the story of the Zen master that was chased off a cliff by a lion, and as he went over the cliff, he saw a strawberry, and he said, and he ate the strawberry, and he was delighted as he fell to his death. He the question is, can you stay in that state of being regardless of what it is that's coming? Or whatever moves you have to make on the physical plane in order to optimize your usefulness.
Okay. Well, thank you for that that very graphic analysis. I'd go example of Zen-ness, so to speak. I think that will be an interesting thing for people to sort of meditate on. But at any rate, I appreciate the thought. And I think staying centered might be another sort of simpler way of saying a similar thing, certainly. And I think it's very good advice, actually. Personally, I think it's good advice because I think that there's a tendency at this time for people to begin kind of chasing their tails, if you will, with all the distractions that are out there, regardless of whether it's an earth change or something much less of much less portent, so to speak, like running out of gas or, you know, whatever it happens to be, something, you know, on a smaller scale. But it's interesting how some of those things can be rated actually on the same Richter scale in a person's life, regardless of how much less important they are. And that at least for me became very evident during the Japanese earthquake and tsunami, and then volcano, and then meltdown. I mean,
say more
really
about that. What happened to you? Yeah,
there's a smorgasbord of you know, sort of cataclysms, pick your cataclysm, so to speak, that happened all at once during that. And then in my case, I was actually at a megalithomania in South Africa in a very beautiful setting with some lovely people and so on and so forth. And it was just a very interesting, I guess, you know, experience to see those two simultaneous realities happening.
Right.
And I think we sometimes don't realize that that's going on every single day, every second of every single day anyway.
And you can also choose your reality in some ways, despite what looks like it's right there in your face. Yeah.
Right. And choose how you deal with it. So, you know, in other words, and this is kind of something that I talk about, but I wonder if you guys also talk about it, is the idea that not only you can choose your reality, but that we have been choosing it. And in fact, you know, in essence, we're all quite telepathic, and we also all have access to seeing elements of the future. And so in that instance, you know, people are choosing to experience certain things while they're here on Earth.
I think the major shift that we're the main thing that's going to happen is kind of like rearranging the gunas when you lose your five senses in whatever order. You know, your example of Japan was a good one. When your world just doesn't compute anymore. You have a choice also to go to a higher level in which you sacrifice your sense of isolation and you become one with a larger being or a larger heart, and in effect that presages the golden age in which people are becoming group disciples as opposed to individual disciples, because they are living in that state of oneness, in a higher state of oneness that is not circumscribed by an identity based on the five senses. So I think that's the really new thing that the Galactic Confederation wants to impress upon us, because they are also interested in connecting with us. However, they're not here to rescue us, so to speak. We have to get into that space ourselves first before they can really connect to us.
In a way, we have to at one with them.
Yeah. So
along those lines, I wonder if you want to discuss, although there's hardly enough time to do it justice, first of all, the nature of the fourth dimension that the planet's moving through at this time. And also the idea of the fact that the Galactic Confederation, as you're calling it, is not the same thing as the Galactic Federation.
Right. Right. There are different confederations out there. There are many different civilizations. How can I say it? A lot of them are not going to be affected by what's happening because they're not going to have the alignment to this accident of alignment, you could call it that, that is going to enable humanity to make a leap forward in terms of the darkness in all of the civilizations. So in a sense, we're going to become leaders in mitigating or impacting the darkness that it does exist in the other civilizations. And that's the interest of the Confederation, is to find those who are capable of at one-ing with the others in the other civilizations that are struggling to bring, I guess what you would call peace and justice on the street to these other planets and struggle. So
the beings that have developed enough compassion for other, what we call other, to be able to at one with the other situations on other planets.
So the Galactic Confederation that we're working with is looking for how various disciples respond to what's happening so that they can pick out leaders.
Okay, sorry, we are actually at the end of this portion of the show. I want to thank you both very much for coming on. It's been delightful to have you. I can't tell you to give your website because that's not possible. I have put your a link to how to contact you via email on the site. So please take care. Feel free to keep in touch, and if there's anything I can do to help you guys out, let me know.
Thank you, Carrie. It's been a delight.
Carrie. Nice to meet you.
Yes.
Nice to meet you as well. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Just give me some truth now. All I want is
Why buy long-term storage and emergency preparedness dried and dehydrated foods? Well, freeze-dried and dehydrated foods can be stored just about any place and will be ready when you need it. Like in the event of a disaster that disrupts transportation, grocery stores would be empty within 3 days. Bulk food purchases really make your dollars count. Buying in bulk, your cost per pound drops significantly. And it has 7 to 30 years long-term shelf life. No refrigeration is required either, so if the power goes out, your food is still safe. And you know, studies have shown that dehydrated foods are actually substantially more nutritious than either frozen or canned foods. The loss is only 3 to 5% of the original nutritional value of the food, without added chemicals or additives, making this method of food preservation by far the best choice for natural, healthy eating. So log on to emergencypreparednessdirect.com.
July 4th, come join patriots from all across the great land in eastern Pennsylvania on Freedom Palooza, a three-day festival of music and great speakers. Come party with the likes of former Congressman Jim Trafficant.
Man, they railroaded that guy.
Mark and Rose.
Hey, I saw him in Freedom to Fascism.
You want great rock? We got it. How about the most influential, hardest-working band in the movement today? Poker Face.
We got the Amaro.
From the Ballad.
And Killer.
Doug Hawk. Front to Enemy.
The Grunge.
Kinetic Blue,
Secret System Band,
Scrap Metal Bomb,
Rebel Inc.
Man, that's a lot of bands.
Camp out under the stars along the Delaware River like our founding fathers did before the Battle of Trenton.
What else are you going to do this 4th of July?
Sit around with family members you hate? Listen to your fat uncle tell the same stories he tells every year?
No way, man.
I'm going to Freedom Palooza.
Go to freedompalooza.com
for all the details.
That's freedompalooza.com.
Freedom Palooza.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or camp light. To view or purchase your Berkeleyte water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkeleyte banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkeley Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
No rules.
No rules.
No taboo topics.
No taboo topics.
No fear of doom.
No fear of doom.
We are.
We are.
American Freedom Radio.
American Freedom Radio.
there. This is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we are now going to change gears a bit. We just spoke with a couple about becoming the shift, and I encourage people that didn't hear the first hour to actually go to the archive and listen to it at a later time. Very interesting couple, Bristol Lynn Pitts and Lynn Bristol Pitts, as they have named themselves. Very interesting. And but at this moment, we have Dr. John Waterman with us, and he will be very familiar to many of my listeners. Dr. Waterman, are you there?
I'm here. Hi, Carrie.
Hi there. So we have concocted this hour to discuss the what we call the underground economy, and there's no one better really to talk to in this regard than yourself, Dr. Waterman. And what I'd like you to do is kind of maybe talk about various things that you think maybe people should be aware of in terms of preparing. And I know that you have places where people can buy things like freeze-dried foods and various things, as well as this idea of the banking, sort of off-grid banking. I don't know how else to refer to it.
Well, that's a it's because we've been so brainwashed with a one banking system. It's kind of like the boringest game in town is actually the most devastating. Carrie, I can't state this enough. We're in an economic war, and this war is no different than bullets that are being shot at us. And I say that in a serious, as a heartbeat statement. When we grew up, Carrie, we grew up, maybe you didn't, I did, thinking that war was a John Wayne movie. Bullets were flying, guys were in ditches, had helmets on, and that's kind of how we, I think, view war today. But we forget what war is from. Now, let's just go to what they say war is, okay, not what it really could be. Conspired behind the scenes to do certain things. But let's assume this definition of war, that somebody wants something you've got, but they're really not willing to give it to you for any reason. They don't want to trade it. They don't want to sell it. That's theirs. Then maybe it was a painting. They don't want to sell it. They don't want to give it away. The only way to get that painting after that point is to take it against their will. And so what war is taking things from somebody else against their will. And I think that's a good definition of war. Now, whether we use bullets or butter or money to do that is immaterial. And so what's the consequences of being in war? Any kind of war, bullets, money, it's all about losing something of value to you. And that's what's happening to us, Carrie. How many people do you know, Carrie, that are just hand-to-mouth broke? I mean, no savings, no assets, nothing. Now, as you already, you and I have talked off air, I have access to a lot of information about people in this country that don't live that way. They have millions and millions of dollars in assets constantly going into these investment companies where they have connections because they know what the next move, so to speak, is going to be. And I don't mean the move on Wall Street. I mean insider stuff, and it's all insider. But anyway, the whole point is, Carrie, the direction that the Federal Reserve, which is the central bank for the United States, which also happens to be the world reserve currency, means everything's pegged on the dollar. Where it's taken us is into poverty. We should be, at this point, Carrie, once a family has matured and and the mothers and fathers have older, grown and away from home families. All these assets shouldn't be poof gone. They should be rolled into the families and assets continued. Now we have growth, but growth, they say, well, is going to put a lot of drain on it. No, growth is good. If you don't have people growth at this point with central banking, you're going to lose. But the bottom line is this. What has happened through central banking is that slowly but surely the nation's wealth has been ripped away. And there's all kinds of problems with the central banks, as we all know. We have a business here. It's a private corporation that's been charged with supposedly protecting our financial, or I should say not financial, but our nation's economic wealth. And it touches every one of us, Kerry, because everybody has a Federal Reserve note in their pocket. Now, you think you might own that money and that it's yours, but you can't own it. You never will own it, and it isn't yours. In fact, if you burn it or destroy it, you can get in trouble. It's against the law. So it's borrowed. It's a note. It's not gold. It's not silver. If I were, Kerry, to go trade with you for gold or silver, we would have something exchange that has probably some value. I don't know what I'd be selling you, but if you were giving me gold or silver, that's a commodity I value. And there isn't anything on it saying note. What it's worth is what it's worth, and whatever it's worth is all it's worth. I know Okay. That sounds redundant, but it's not a note. It's not a debt. I don't get a piece of paper.
Right.
Okay. So what we're talking about here is something kind of new to people. And what it is not going out and saying, stop the Fed, end the Fed, stop the Fed, end all that energy. If we put all those marches and all those demonstrations and all those sign making into an underground economy, we'd all be wealthy. That's the basis of this new movement. It's not getting rid of the Fed, it's putting something in parallel to it, right alongside of it. And it's going to collapse. I'll tell you right now, Kerry, I may not be alive when this happens, but here's what's going to happen in the coming. Well, we're going to have some hard times first, but coming is a time when it's going to be gone.
Okay.
And it's going to be gone. Well, go ahead.
But, yeah, thank you for that. I would like you to make the segue, and I know you're on your way there, but simply because, unfortunately, we've only got, you know, less than an hour with you here today.
Okay.
And, I there are a lot of people online listening to this that will be up to speed to some degree, but I don't know if they're up to speed as far as you are. You know what I'm saying? So what I want to do is kind of leap ahead and deal with, as quickly as possible, the nuts and bolts of the fact that, okay, knowing that we need to have an underground economy and knowing that there is one in operation and that it's actually doing quite well at the moment, maybe you could describe that underground economy a bit and then also talk to people about how to get involved.
The underground economy is an economy that doesn't use the central banks, period. In other words, it won't be using this thing called Federal Reserve notes. That's kind of scary to people. But there are ways to convert back into Federal Reserve notes. For example, I've got freeze-dried food, and one of the fellows in the underground economy wanted to pay me for it. And anytime somebody wants, you know, to get some, there's a way to pay for it without using Federal Reserve notes. Now, what's happening is this, Kerry. Everybody in their own little community, that's real easy to do and have a community script or a community currency. We can have one where you know, everybody's, you know, able to exchange with each other. Now, there's some pretty famous ones that have been going for quite some time that even the nation of China has inspected and sent officials over. One of them is called the Ithaca Hour. They called it an hour because they pegged it against the $10 bill, saying, I want to make the minimum wage $10. That was like 12, 15 years ago. We have the Berkshire Bucks, but it's not just a U.S. phenomena. It's worldwide. We have the Berlin money. Berlin, Germany, has some. Every Western culture has a region where they have the script. But that doesn't solve the problem, Carrie, of California trading with somebody in the Ozarks. Does it? It's too far. So what is it then that banks were able to do that script and underground economies had trouble doing? They had trouble transferring that money back and forth. And so with today's internet and with our ground crews to put together a trading platform that's open source, in other words, you all that are interested in knowing what open source is, that means you can see all the code, you can see whether there's a back door to it. But anyway, that code is or that program is put on a server. Of course, you know, it's good to have backup and redundant servers, which there is. And now we can actually do what the Federal Reserve does, which they don't want any of us to do, because this is competition, and they know that they're going to fail. And the reason why, Perry, is because we're fed up with them. We're absolutely fed up with them, and we have figured out they're the reason why we're broke. They're the reason why we have, all the problems that we've got in America as far as our liberties are gone. And so what ends up happening is that now we can go around them and we can trade from one community, like in California, to the East Coast because there's internet and there are places to go. Now, there's two ways to look at this. One of them is you trade in your own community, or you trade inter-community. Now, the only way that I can explain this is pretend like you're in a four-state region, but not here in America. Let's go to Europe, where there's four countries that come together, and each little country has a little town real close to that corner. And in each one of these towns, there's all kinds of merchants. Now, let's say there's four different kinds of countries, plus we've got the euro. So we've got four different kinds of national currencies. It might be the Swiss franc, the German mark, the British pound, and so forth. They might be so close together, though, that each of the merchants is used to taking other currencies. But not every merchant in every one of the towns is going to do that, because each merchant can take the kind of currency they want. Now, if they're in their own country, they most likely will take their own currency. But that's not even guaranteed anymore, Carrie, because if you go to New York, there are some places that won't take American dollars for high-end European furniture that are antiques, because they can't buy it with American dollars anymore. So we're getting to the point where we're like Europe, where we see several currencies as a potential for use. Those currencies come on the internet, and they are also hard currencies. In other words, some of them will be representing gold. Some will be representing silver, which are hard, and they're, you know, made into a currency and defined as different kinds of values. And so that's where we kind of begin to look at the picture. How do you trade around four jurisdictions in four countries with four different currencies, and then this one big one called the euro? Well, just pretend like it's America, and that's the dollar, or it's the world, and it's the dollar called the euro. Well, what we're doing is saying everybody in this country has the right, and still does, to trade for anything. In other words, these currencies might represent gold, or they might be gold. They might be silver. They might even be coffee. or they might be food. And we have a right to accept them as payment. In other words, trade. But what we've always had problems with is having a place to do that. So now what's popped up are these markets. One of them is called Loom, and you can go to loom.cc. You can also find out how to get into this thing. And the reason, by the way, Carrie, that it's called Loom is it's kind of like weaving currencies together. It's not a place to find people to trade. It's a place, it's a tool, it's an electronic trading system, much like the Federal Reserve's bank center, its electronic data system, where currencies are moved back and forth. That's okay, what this is.
Okay, yeah. Now, Loom is LOOM.cc.
Loom. Right.
Okay, so that people, I'm typing it in the chat here for the people that aren't right. are on chat. And that's the name of the website, correct?
That's where you would go. Now, you'll notice you just can't go there to loom.cc and get in. It says, welcome to Loom. But someone has to invite you. Now, that's kind of a long story. It's an interview all on its own about why people are invited, okay? But here's what's really important. When you go to loom.cc, you're entering a place where you can exchange with people something of value, and you get to pick, Carrie, what that is.
Okay. We'll be right back with Dr. John Waterman.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride Flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride Flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You're listening to the Future of Talk. American Freedom Radio. This is American Freedom Radio.
Freedom Files. Weekday, Monday through Friday from 3 to 5 p.m. Central.
On American Freedom Radio.
Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we're talking to Dr. John Waterman about the underground economy and this new sort of website approach, which in this case is called Loom, .cc, and I'm also pasting into the chat a couple other URLs that he's talking about. Dr. Waterman, are you there?
I am here.
Great.
What I can recommend of to get a kind of a hand, get your mind around what's going on with Loom, is that there are several people that have offered to help people understand, well, give them a tool to trade, but to understand how to use this tool, you can go to that link on loom.cc that's called News. If you see it there, it says News. And you'll see on there that there's a Loom for Dummies radio broadcast. There's exchangers, new exchangers. There's some more interviews there with myself. But what this does, what Loom does is it helps you and I send money to each other, currency back and forth, electronically. And it's literally your money. And these aren't fake assignments. There is different kinds of currencies in this system and different kinds of things that are offered as a currency. And, of course, the most popular one is gold and silver. And there are several groups out there that you can exchange your Federal Reserve notes for gold or silver that will go into and can get entered into the Loom system. So, for example, if you go to gsfsystem.ch, which I sent you the link of, and
right.
that is one of the places where you can go to it and learn a little bit about this alternative underground economy that used to be what we used to do. Actually, just pretend like, Carrie, for example, we're still back in the cowboy days where the cowboy goes up and throws a silver dollar on the counter, gets him a beer or whatever he gets, you know. Well, and it goes into the tailor and he gets him some shoes and a belt and a suit and everything, gives him a $20 gold piece. What we're doing is we're going into a period where all of a sudden computers get entered into the cowboy days where there's gold and silver, and they'd like to be able to trade with New York from San Francisco, but they can't do it. So what they do is there's people, private companies, private places whose reputation is based on holding this gold and silver that gets assigned to be traded on something called Loom. And by the way, Carrie, there are other Loom locations. There's not just this one. There's one called Pork Loom. Pork Loom happens to be, if you are familiar with the Free Staters in New Hampshire, which is they're geopolitically oriented toward the libertarian viewpoint. And Pork Loom has a Loom-based system. Loom is kind of a generic name for it now, kind of like we call all tissues Kleenex. So Loom is popped up everywhere. But different groups are using Loom to trade with. So some groups that you want to trade with, you might find more people in one corner of that four-state region you'd rather trade with than another. But you're going to have to go to those four regions. But that doesn't mean you have to travel to those four corners. You just get on the computer and go to four different locations on the Internet and get into different Loom systems. But here's the deal. Where do you put your money? Well, this is going to cost me money. No, it's not costing us money. It doesn't cost us any money. That's the whole nature of this, is because it's not costing you. You're going to pay a fee to transfer stuff. That's it. When you put money in it, you've not lost your $100 or $200 or $500 or whatever you put in it. It's like walking down to your local bank and depositing it, Carrie, and then pulling out your credit card and paying you donation to Project Camelot with the card. It just got electronically transferred. Well, you take your money, you go to one of these groups, and you put it either in your choice of currencies. It can be a silver, and there are tons of different kinds of silver currencies, of which I have a list of, and so is also available. When you get into Loom, you will see the different currencies. Each one of the Loom systems is using. Some use others, some use them all, some use part of them. It just depends on who's there. And so to get into Loom, one of the things that you can do, for example, is go to another one called Loom Market. And it's an invitation there. There's a way to get in. I give you the link there. And you can go to Loom Market, and it tells a step-by-step process of how you can get in there. Now, I've been giving people invitations also to get into Loom. And I do a lot. I've been doing a lot of group presentations, three or four, I should say, at a time, more than likely would be not a group, but it's more than one, to understand what it's about so they can help others get into Loom. And so that's the key, is to get people into the system so that we can exchange with gold and silver. Now, the units of some of these currencies is pretty common amounts. About 450 at the price of gold right now. A global is a unit of gold that is becoming very popular. It's about, it broke it down into about $4, about what it costs to buy a sandwich. And so the gold currency has been broken into a very common denominator, and it's becoming very popular, and that one's called global. The one for silver is called not a global, but an isle or an island, ISLE. And so these are the two units in gold and silver from one of the currency providers. And trust me, Carrie, these are real gold and currency warehouses, and they lock this stuff up. And these are professionals that have had these warehouses for a long time. Now, another way to get into the system, by the way, is to go to goldnow.st. And if you go to goldnow.st, you will get an opportunity to go into one of the private banking groups. And what can happen with, let me get it up here so I can kind of guide you guys through it. And what you'll see is it becomes HTTPS secured site, just like you would if you're going into your own bank. And this is a private bank. Gold Now is a private bank. It's just like going into, it's safer than going into Chase Manhattan or Bank of America. And you can put money into Gold Now Bank, and you can denominate it. And if you've ever traveled internationally or lived internationally, you don't want to put some of your money that you've got, lots of it anyway, into the a long time ago, you used to not want to go to, like, Central America and put it into the limpier money of Honduras or any of the others because it would just vaporize. It would just, because of inflation, it would just go away. So you wanted to keep it in some kind of denomination that kept it there and kept, your wealth there. Well, that's not the dollar anymore. That happens to be, it's more important to put it in gold and silver. Everybody goes, well, gold and silver is going up and down, and I saw it went to 50 and it dropped. No, that's the dollar going up and down. The price of gold and what it'll get you will get the same thing. If you compare what it costs to get, say, the same amount of coffee with silver, it'll always be the same pretty much all the time, anywhere in the world. Same with gold. Now, the point that this bank, and by the way, Carrie, just to give the listeners some kind of idea how big this is, this one bank, private bank here, it almost has 200,000 customers worldwide. So we're not talking about neighborhoods of, 1,000 people. We're talking hundreds of thousands of people are in this economy. And they can move it in. You can go into Loom. You can deal with this person in their currency. You can deal with them in your own currency from another, a currency you've chosen from another currency opportunity, like another gold or silver one, or even coffee. And you can make these offers. It's like walking up to a counter, Carrie, and having to put into the computer the culture that we're used to. We go up to a store counter, we put our money down, the cashier picks it up, puts it in the cash register, gives you change. That whole exchange has some cultural significance. In other words, I don't go up to the cash up to the counter, jump over the counter, hit the cash register and stick my money in the cash register. I'm likely today to get shot doing that. But what we have to do is have that same kind of expectations in what we call this system called Loom in the underground economy. We make the offer for so much. We're dealing with somebody and we make the offer. It's sitting on the table. It actually says offer on the table. They have to accept it. And if they say, well, I don't want, coffee, I want silver, well, then maybe you can go ahead and pay me in silver. You can get this all transferred around into different kinds of currencies. In other words, you can put your money into a different kind of currency that will hold up to the test of time. Even if you just live hand to mouth, spend all the money you make in a month's time, if you denominate it in something like this, it will actually hold value over a longer period of time. You'll have more money. But that's not the point. The point here is that we don't have to use Federal Reserve notes.
Okay.
Everybody's had trouble with that part.
Okay. Well, thank you for all of that. And let me tell everyone listening that we are going to be starting an area of our website, the Camelot Forum, that Dr. Waterman is going to be the consultant, the consulting expert, if you will, in regard to what we're going to call the underground economy portion of the website. And there will be all different aspects to that, including, you know, growing your own food and also purchasing food from various websites and so on and so forth, and or getting involved in the Sloom situation and a lot of other things. So he's, you know, although he's only here for a short time tonight, he has his own radio show as well. I'm not sure. Do you have two radio shows now?
I have the Health on Thursday. I have the Waterman Files on Friday, and I also have Waterman Files on Thursday on this radio network.
Okay, so people can basically get more information from you all the time on this subject. But at the moment, we have a number of questions coming through from the chat room, and so what I'd like to do is run some of those by you, and then if you want to augment your answers with some other aspects of what we're talking about here, you can feel free to do that. Now, one person is saying, Kerry, is he concerned about the future U.S. government suppression of this activity?
You cut out, Kerry. Say that again.
They're asking if you are concerned about the future of the U.S. government suppression of this activity.
Hello. Are you there, Kerry?
Yeah. You can't hear me?
Oh, there you are. Okay. You cut out for about 30 seconds. And you were getting ready to ask me a question from the chat room. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Tell me if you can hear this. I'm reading it again. I think they want to know if you feel that there is the future U.S. government may be suppressing this activity in the future.
Well, they've always, not the U.S. government, the Federal Reserve will try to make the government kowtow to their wishes. And, they've constantly tried to, but they're not going to be able to stop normal trade. And, folks, this is why we're having rebellion and revolutions all over the world, is this kind of shenanigans and illegal stopping us from doing whatever we want. I mean, when are they going to say we can't trade coffee for something that I've painted or made or, you know, whatever? The point is this. It's beyond stopping at this point. They're not going to be able to stop it. It's a big enough snowball going downhill. In fact, Utah just passed a law saying gold and silver is currency. It is rightful. You can go to Utah and just deal in gold and silver now.
Oh, that's great to hear. Okay, we'll be right back after this commercial break.
Why buy long-term storage and emergency preparedness dried and dehydrated foods? Well, freeze-dried and dehydrated foods can be stored just about any place and will be ready when you need it. Like in the event of a disaster that disrupts transportation, grocery stores would be empty within 3 days. Bulk food purchases really make your dollars count. Buying in bulk, your cost per pound drops significantly. And it has 7 to 30 years long-term shelf life. No refrigeration is required either, so if the power goes out, your food is still safe. And you know, studies have shown that dehydrated foods are actually substantially more nutritious than either frozen or canned foods. The loss is only 3 to 5% of the original nutritional value of the food, without added chemicals or additives, making this method of food preservation by far the best choice for natural, healthy eating. So log on to emergencypreparednessdirect.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with used potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkeley water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkeley banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
News and information you can trust. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom, freedom, American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Dark, funny, and mind-bending news. PSYOP Radio with Mac White and Smiles Lewis, Sundays at 7 to 9 p.m. Central, only on American Freedom Radio.
Now I've been happy lately, thinking about the good things to come. And I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, I've been smiling lately, dreaming about the world at one. And I believe it could be someday it's going to come. Out on the edge of dawn, there I see peace train. Oh, peace train, take this country. Come take me home again. God. Smiling lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, peace train sounding louder,
ride on the peace train.
Ooh, ooh. Come on, the peace train, the peace train, holy
road. Okay, this is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we're talking to Dr. John Waterman about the underground economy. And we're just starting to take some questions from the chat. Dr. Waterman, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, great. So, go right ahead.
I was just going to say there are already made attempts to try and do this several times to keep people from having access to it. It happened many years ago with the Hunt family. Everybody still thinks of the Hunt family trying to corner the silver market in order to make a lot of money and cause silver to go up. At that point in time, if you recall, Carrie, silver went up real high, if you recall.
Yeah.
Well, what people don't know is that the Federal Reserve was found guilty of conspiring to break the Hunt family. I could give you a whole hour on what was really going on because I talked to the Hunts. Now, the problem is that, yeah, any attempt to do anything to get rid of the Federal Reserve might get kind of nasty. It won't be nasty for the participants. It could be nasty for the leadership. And so that's another reason why another nation has been brought in to help this whole effort in the first place, because this is serious business. And the Federal Reserve doesn't play like you and I do. They don't consider a problem knocking somebody off, killing them, assassinating them, or anything, or causing them to go broke, or calling all the notes into somebody that's involved, or causing personal problems with your business. If you happen to be a businessman, you're in the leadership issue.
Okay, but what other country was brought in? What do you mean by that?
Well, I can't tell you, but I can tell you this, because we don't want to mess that up right now. It's a country that got mad at the Federal Reserve and the central banking, and a country that pulled itself out of this mire and mess like Portugal and Spain and all them are going through. And they said, cram it, you guys are the ones that your private banking, you want us to pay your bills. You failed. You flopped. In fact, Carrie, if a banking system, if you were an employee of a company and you failed as bad as the banking system has failed our nation, you'd be fired. Why haven't we fired him? Because there's corruption involved in this whole thing. It was meant to have happened when it failed at one time. And so what's going on is this nation said, we're not going to take your debt on. It's too bad. You're just going to have to fail on your own. And so there's a lot going on behind the scenes to help make this happen. I mean, hey, foreign nations have come to the aid of America when we were in a revolution for, starting this country during 1812. During the Civil War, and we aren't in any less war this time, Carrie. The Federal Reserve plans on dropping us like a hot potato. In fact, they're in a boat right now, and they're getting ready to leave that boat and go into the luxury liner, and we're in that boat that they're going to turn around and shoot with a gun and put a hole in the bottom of the boat to sink our economy while they hop on the new luxury liner.
Well, now, I appreciate that analogy, but let's get down to some of the – because that's a very tantalizing analogy, and I don't think I would be disagreeing with you. But there's a question here that actually points in that direction, and I want to ask it, and then I want to have you elaborate. What they're saying, do you connect the U.S. central banks with the European Rothschild banking empire?
The central banks of America are the most powerful branch of the Rothschild Empire. There's no doubt about it. There's just no doubt about it. There's been some inside fighting, and that's a whole nother, that's a whole nother program. There's been fighting because they're getting ready to really launch a world international currency.
I would love to, even offline, you and I need to discuss that in more depth.
Sure.
If you don't mind.
Sure, but here's what's neat about this system, Carrie. It's totally anonymous and private. The only thing you know you're dealing with is somebody that you know you're already dealing with, or you might just be, and these accounts are unidentifiable. When I started my Loom account, it didn't have my name in it. It's all encrypted. I didn't have to give my name and my address or my phone number. I got a unique identifier that was unique to me, as unique as there are stars in the sky. So it's totally, completely private, and that's important when we're in
okay.
A,
and
a,
we,
in a, finances.
We also need to, I mean, there's another question here, but we also need to address what happens if the grid goes down with this system.
Okay, that's a good question, because there are backup systems. The grid isn't going to go down, though. I mean, if it goes down because of a nuclear attack, we got more to worry about than what we've already got in our hands. In fact, we might be only able to survive with what we've got. Now, the if you're thinking that the internet's going to be taken down, I have to disagree with that. And as long as there's wires between us, these systems will be up and running. But that's not even the issue. You can have a unique identifier that allows you to have the rights to these currencies, where whichever bank you're dealing with, whichever private bank in the world or warehouse you're dealing with. And if you wanted to, you could go there and physically get your gold, your silver, your coffee, or whatever, you know, currency you're dealing in. And yes, coffee is a currency, one of the currencies.
Okay. Now someone is asking, they've heard something about Bitcoin.
Bitcoin, yeah, Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a currency. It's one of the currencies in the underground economy, you bet. You bet.
Okay.
It's very interesting what's going on in Bitcoin. And I have some information on my website, and we'll be certainly wanting to talk some more about Bitcoin. It's just one of those currencies that I was mentioning that is out there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, so just scanning down here, I guess somebody's asking about government control of the internet. That's a little bit of a similar question, but it's a little different.
Well, I'm not too concerned about it, Carrie, because for the uninitiated, I could understand why they're concerned. For those that are in this venue and in this world, we already know what the backup systems and alternative issues are, alternatives to the existing internet is. And tell you the truth, Carrie, the most important thing that I can say is peer-to-peer, P2P, if you want to call it that, communications via cell phones, the matrix is so overwhelmingly connected. The only way that these currencies could not be traded is if all cell phones went down, all internet went down, and I mean to tell you, they'd have the entire world or country at mad at them too. There's, I mean, just brain dead guy down the street that owns the stores that are big box stores use the internet too. No, they're not going to just limit it to the big box stores. It's going to be either there or not at all. And when it's not at all, we've got more to worry about than that, because it's probably going to be an ELE type thing. By the way, you can go to answer more questions about Bitcoin, folks, you can go to bitcoin.org. Bitcoin.org, and all the stuff's there.
Okay. I typed that in the chat for the people listening. I don't see offhand any other pertinent questions coming up, though. People, you go ahead and put your questions in caps in case I'm missing something here. Now, one person is saying, can he name other commodities that are traded on these systems, commodities other than gold and silver? Well, coffee's one. Is there something else, Dr. Waterman?
Food is one. In fact, I even have there's medical consultation currencies out there. Now, it's an hour of time in medical consultation. And so what's happening is there's tons of different kinds of currencies out there. There's two venues to work, and I'll just end it with this, Carrie. There's a means and a tool that we use to transfer our currencies back and forth and make payment and receive payment between each other. And then there's places popping up where we meet in order to understand what people are offering, what they would like to offer us as a good or a service, and our ability to find them.
Kind of a market, right?
Right. It's kind of like we're going to be having like a Yellow Pages for the underground economy real soon. And Carrie, the forum could be a great place for one of those yellow pages.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Well, we're definitely working on this together, and we're trying to bring some more people to the fore, and we are going to create a place on the forum. So thank you very much, Dr. Waterman, for coming on the show and sharing your knowledge in this area. We'll do this again as soon as I can find another opening. But meanwhile, people can listen to your radio show, I'm sure, and get more information, right?
You bet you can, and it's been my pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much. Okay, everyone, have a great week. We'll see you next week. Thanks a lot.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, and my doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics,
no taboo topics,
no fear of doom,
no fear of doom.
We are
American
Freedom Radio,
American Freedom.